Olá.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Georgia women and medical providers testified before Senator John Ossoff's Human Rights Subcommittee Monday in opposition to Georgia's law banning abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. Medical experts say that's typically around 6 weeks. At the same time as that testimony unfolded, nonprofit newsroom ProPublica released a report on internal documents it obtained from the Georgia committee tasked with reviewing pregnancy-related deaths. The report indicated the committee, run by the State Department of Health, determined the death of 28-year-old Amber Thurman was likely preventable if she'd had access to abortion care in her home state of Georgia. The report states Amber was going on 8 weeks pregnant at the time. Her family, sharing with 11 Alive that she drove to North Carolina to obtain FDA-approved medication to terminate the pregnancy, saying by the time she arrived back to Georgia, she'd started bleeding heavily. According to medical records cited by ProPublica, Amber was rushed to a hospital in Metro Atlanta, where doctors noted twice that a DNC procedure should be considered to remove the infection. But the procedure, often used for abortions, wasn't done, not even when Amber became septic.
She was clearly septic, and she was hemorrhaging. She should have had a DNC right then and there.
Dr. Lillian Shapiro with Ideal Gynecology in Atlanta wasn't a part of Amber's care team, but says the state's so-called heartbeat law has caused confusion for medical providers who might not know when they're legally able to intervene.
My heart goes out to them because they knew the answer. They knew the answer, but they have had fear put into them by the court system, by these new laws that they don't understand.
Vice President Kamala Harris issuing a statement Tuesday, writing in part, "This is exactly what we feared when Roe was struck down, and now women are dying."
Because it's pro-life, everybody. It's so pro-life, isn't it? Isn't it? No. No, it isn't. This is really sad and preventable and sick and just an indication of where we would go if we went back to a previous administration and back to a Republican majority. I mean, this is the saddest of all stories, okay? Preventable death of women who have children. Who have children who they've now left without a mother. There's two stories now, two. ProPublica is, as you know, it's a not-for-profit, news gathering organization. They are amazing in the amount of, investigative journalism that they pull off. It's just an incredible outfit, really, truly. And if you haven't read any of their stuff lately, I suggest you put it on your list of things you want notifications about and not Facebook news. Oh, I had it out today with somebody who gets their news off Facebook. You don't even want to go there. You don't even want to know, okay? But they think 6 weeks is plenty of time. 6 weeks is fine. Okay, so here's the thing. This first person that we heard about yesterday, her name is Amber Thurman. And Amber Thurman was 28 years old, had a six-year-old little boy. The pictures that she posted of herself and this little boy, they were beautiful. They were stunningly adorable mom and son. They did an enormous amount of things together, go to the beach, go to, theme parks. I mean, just incredible, an incredible love, right? And she's dead now. She's dead because she got pregnant in Georgia. She got pregnant in Georgia. And she took the abortion pill, and it didn't complete. She needed some help expelling. I don't know how to tell you biology without it grossing you out, but she had trouble expelling the fetal tissue, okay? And so some of it remained inside of her uterus, and it got infected. It's gross. It's called sepsis. Those are the clinical words for it. And, she had every indication when she showed up at the hospital that that was the situation because her white count was elevated. She had a fever. Her stomach was tender. She knew exactly what had happened to her and she needed help, getting rid of the tissue. And they wouldn't help her. They wouldn't touch her. 20 hours, 20 hours they waited for help. 20 hours. Finally, after 20 hours, that's almost a day. She was so septic. She was so, infested with bacteria that they took her in. They had to perform a different kind of surgery on her. You know, this was involving, instead of a vaginal DNC, okay, they had to then do an open abdomen, kind of a surgery. Her heart stopped on the table. She died. She literally died, leaving the six-year-old boy without a mom. Then we found out about another one from ProPublica again. They did another report that they put online today. Same girl, Kavitha Serrana. She's doing the legwork on these stories. This is a woman who had three children, and accidentally got pregnant. And what do I mean accidentally? I mean she was not looking to get pregnant. She already had three children, and in the interim between having her last child, who is now five, today, she developed a whole host of diseases. She was diagnosed with lupus, which is an autoimmune disease, causes a lot of joint pain and other disabilities. She's also diabetic, and she had hypertension, high blood pressure. So she was a high-risk person to begin with, and she knew that. And she had three children, and she didn't think she could make it through a fourth pregnancy. And so she got pregnant, and she wasn't looking to get pregnant. It happened. Things happen. And because she understood her medical condition, and also she was 41, she decided that it wouldn't be, it wouldn't be a successful pregnancy. She would suffer. She would probably not, make it to term. And she wanted to avoid all that to protect her children and to protect her life for her children. Her name was Candy Miller, diabetic, high blood pressure, lupus, 41 years old, okay, in Georgia. She didn't want to wait till this situation became dire. And she was also not a rich woman, didn't have health insurance. So she decided that she would get the pills online, okay? So she did. She got the pills online and again, same scenario, same exact scenario. Wasn't able to expel all of the fetal tissue, needed a dilation and curettage procedure, DNC commonly called. She needed a little vaginal, insertion of the DNC curettage wand to clear her uterus. And they wouldn't, nobody would touch her. Nobody would touch her. Do you know why? A DNC is typically used for two things. It's used for people who miscarry. Just know this, people who are pregnant in Georgia. It's also used to help women clear their uterus in these kinds of cases, okay? It's a felony now in Georgia. It's a felony. And you know, they all say, oh, well, there's this exception for the life of the mother. No, there really isn't. No, there really isn't, because doctors are now terrified. In Texas, you can go to jail as a doctor for helping a woman in this particular condition for 99 years. 99 years! And lose your medical license. So you're on your own, basically, but they're pro-life, you know. They're pro-life. It's a felony in Georgia. So now, this woman, 41 years old, with lupus and hypertension and diabetes, she was found dead in bed by her husband after her teenage son. She has children 5 to 16 years old. After her teenage husband found her unresponsive, dead in bed, with her youngest daughter by her side. Yeah, that's a completely normal scenario now for the United States of America. That is a completely acceptable, normal, Mike Johnson compatible scenario for women living in the United States. Now, I argued with this woman today about all this, and I told her, when people go after women in this manner, nothing but fascism then ensues. When I mentioned Islamic fascism in Afghanistan against, how they started with the women, then she started to get it.